Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Give an honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, youth, intercessors, to our men, ADM Frontline, members, family, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia, good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from the bottomless pit. Oh, yes, he did. Because of his grace, because of his mercy, because he gave his only begotten son for our sake, that we may walk away to the tree of life eternally. Oh, glory be to God. See, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised, and we give him glory, and we give him honor. On this morning, come, let us come boldly before the throne of God, acknowledging our deity in who he is in our lives on today. For it was he that purposed our lives and for us to be here one more time in the land of the living.
Yes.
Oh, praise his holy name. For he is worthy of all the praise and the honor,
yes,
that he shed amongst us.
Hallelujah.
On this morning.
Right.
A new day, a new beginning that we have not seen before, that God allowed us to be here. We give him praise and thanks this morning for everything and all things, for being our Lord and being our God. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good morning, Pastor Smith, and God bless you too on this blessed Tuesday morning. In the name of Jesus. First of all, I want to give God out of the most say, who's the head, Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life this morning. I thank you, out of the most say, God. I thank you, Lord. God, I thank you this morning. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, and honor to hallelujah. I'm so full this morning. I thank you, oh Lord. I give honor to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith and to Pastor Temple, to First Lady Temple. In the name of Jesus, and everyone in ADM minister this morning. God, Father God, I thank you this morning once more, God, for touching us, God, breathing down on us, God, giving us another opportunity of life, God, another opportunity, God, just to be in the number one more time, another opportunity, God, just to lift our open our mouth, God, and give you the praises and the glory that's due to you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We thank you how you have tucked here us down to the ears, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We will thank you for the crowds that we're carrying, God. We know sometimes it gets heavy about your heavy, God, but yet and still we're carrying it, God. If you had to carry our own crowds, God, although we have to carry ours in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for the trials and the tribulation that we go through, God. But yet and still we give you the glory, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, how we thank you, God, just for your air that we are breathing this morning, God. We realize, God, we can't do nothing without you. Oh, but we know we can do all things through you, Christ, that strengthen our feet, God, this morning, God. So we ask that you come in and have your way. Come in, your Oboche, God. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, Oboche, God, we thank you, God. We ask that you touch every internet, Oboche, God, telephone, laptop this morning, God, and come in my city, Oboche, this morning, God. We thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you how you're touching souls, God. We thank you how you're delivering, Oboche, God. And it's free, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the change in our life. We thank you for the turnaround. God, we lift up our young babies once more, God. We ask you, God, that you continue to shield them and protect them, God. Send forth the angels, all of us, God. Before them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. As they go to school, all of us, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and send them back safely in the name of Jesus, all of us, God. We thank you, God, because we realize, oh, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're raising us, all of us, these young babies, God. Young babies. The big Hadoboche, God, ministering you, God. Hadoboche, young ladies, they will stand on your word, Hadoboche. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, Hadoboche, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for our youth, Hadoboche, God, but you saving them at a young age, teaching them at a young age, God, and filling them with your Holy Spirit, God. We thank you this morning, Hadoboche, God, for being that mind regulator once more, God, in the heart fix, the Oboche, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, Oboche, God. It's thank you deep down inside of our spirit, God. Oboche, every time we open our mouth, God, it's just a thank you, God. It's a thank you, God, Oboche, God, because we know what you're doing, God. We know the turnaround that you're doing in our life, God. We thank you for the Lord, Oboche, God, that you have placed in our heart, Oboche, God. We thank you for that wheel of yours, God, that we can just keep on pushing no matter what happens. In the name of Jesus, Hallelujah, God, without looking back, even without thanks, Hallelujah, God, going to all you, God, and none of us, Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you how you're stirring your fire up on the inside, God. Thank you how you continue to lead us and guide us in the name of Jesus, God, in the past, and we need to be going in you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you how you have separated us, Oboche, God, from people today, God, are not following the Lord. He comes to the Oboche this morning, God. We give you the glory, God. Thank you for turning on the light, God. So we realize when light comes, darkness has to go, God. It's being exposed. He comes to the Oboche. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We pray, God, that you search every home, God, this morning, Oboche, God. Whatever they need, God. One might need for one thing, and the other might need for another, God. But whatever it is, God, oh, God, you only know, God. Oh, God, the other Oboche, have your way in the household, God. In the name of Jesus, he go to Oboche, God. Pray this morning, God, every man in every home, God, that you raise him up, Oboche, God. Bring him up in you, God. Teach him, Oboche, how to love, God. Loving the love of God. Teach him how to Oboche, to work, sweat, God, Oboche, for the things that he kind of Oboche need in this house, oh God. We thank you this morning that you're bringing up, Oboche, some strong men. Some strong men in you, God. Some men that won't bow down to nothing. Some men that will don't mind calling on the name of Jesus, God. Thank you this morning, he called Oboche, God. Oh God, we thank you, God. I see, God, Oboche, God. I see what you're doing, God. Yes, Lord, he has no emotion. Let your perfect will be done, God.
Yes, Lord, yes, because of my child. Oh, God, when we open this mouth, it's yours, God. Oh, God, you take control, God. And almost shake, God. Whatever you allow us to say, God, let us open up and let you speak, God. And almost say, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, yes, God. We hear you, God, this morning. We hear you, Lord. And almost say, God, let your will be done, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for bringing up. We thank you, God, that you've let us fly high. Let us stay high. Let us stay up high. That we can do the most high. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. We ask that you touch every mother, spiritual mother this morning, God. Oh, God, continue to strengthen her, Lord, God. Let her continue to cry out, pray, God. Continue to let her cry out your wisdom, God, Lord, God. We thank you, God, Lord, God. Let us continue, God, to those in you, God, to those in you, God, Lord, God. Let nothing can't come in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, God. But your words come, Lord, God. And this morning, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for what you're doing, God. We ask that you touch from the south, east, north, and west, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we thank you for shielding them and protecting them, oh, God. Now, South Carolina, God. We pray, God, let them know, how, even through the storm, God, that you're with them in the mighty name of Jesus. Promise them, God, that you'll never leave them, little boy, never. But your will got to be done, Lord, God. No matter how we look at it, God. The perfect will be done, God. So this morning, God, we'll say, God, have your way again in the mighty name of Jesus, God. These things we ask, we go, Moshe, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We go to Moshe. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh,
glory to God. Amen. Holy Spirit. We thank you this morning. We praise you, Holy
Spirit. Yes,
Lord. We thank you for the corporate call that the mother just prayed. Yet that you come in the midst, Holy Spirit, and have your way in every circumstance and situation, Lord God. You have full control, Lord God. God, is nothing that you wouldn't allow if we couldn't take it. By the power of your Holy Spirit. So, Holy Spirit of the living God, come on in the midst. Come on in the midst right now and touch us, your people, Lord God, from the crown of our head to the sole of our very feet. Come in the midst, Holy Spirit. We release ourselves unto you right now, Holy Spirit of the living God. As you take full control of our mind, of our hearts, of our thought process.
Yes.
Only you can do it, Lord God. Straighten us out, Holy Spirit. Straighten us out. Put us back, Lord God, on the right path. Condition our hearts, our minds, and our thought process in you, Father God, by your Holy Spirit. Do it right now. That we will understand. That we will let the Holy Spirit of God rest ruling about to teach, to lead, to guide, to renew, to reboot. Holy Spirit of the living God. You can do it. So we receive it. And we believe it. As you dispense, Holy Spirit, your anointing power. Right now, as you dispense upon us, your send it in the overflow. Let it overflow, Lord God. Let it move right now in the name of Jesus. And the Lord, the Father, the East and the West, Holy Spirit of the living God. Have your way right now. Have your way right now. Everything, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, that the enemy tried to bring on your people on this morning. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we cut it at the quick in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of the living God.
Yes.
That you
need
a man. Renew hearts.
Yes.
Do it right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
put
Lord,
forth your love, your grace,
yes,
and your mercy,
yes,
Holy Spirit, upon,
yes,
each and every one of us.
Yes,
international,
yes,
nation,
yes,
and,
yes,
local,
Lord,
Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And
Jesus.
God, we ask that your Holy Spirit continue,
yes,
to cover those, Lord God, in,
yes,
the path,
Lord,
of Hurricane Florence.
Lord,
yes, God, right now, give them what they need through your Holy Spirit, spiritually,
yes,
and naturally, Holy Spirit.
Lord,
touch,
Jesus,
them right now, every
Amen.
Family member.
Yes.
Do it right now.
Yes.
Now, Holy
Spirit,
yes, come in the midst,
yes,
and have
Lord
your way today. Direct,
yes,
us. Guide us. In the,
yes,
name of
Lord
Jesus.
Yes.
Do it
Lord
right
Jesus
now. And we'll,
yes,
forever
Lord
give your name the praise and
the
will shine.
The Lord.
Holy,
mm,
Spirit of the living God.
Lord.
We thank
Lord
you. And we praise you.
Yes, we do,
for right
Lord
now.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
for
Lord
this blessing,
yes,
that the Lord God,
mm, yes,
has
Lord
given you,
mm,
to give to us,
yes,
on this morning. Let,
yes,
us receive it.
Yes,
in love,
Lord. Yes.
Let us receive it in righteousness.
Yes, Lord. Hey, yes,
Lord,
let us Jesus
receive it, Lord God.
Hey, yes, Lord,
mm-hmm,
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
In every way possible, Lord God,
yes,
that you have for us to receive,
yes,
what you
Lord
have for us.
Yes.
And we thank you,
hey,
that
thank
no
you,
one,
Jesus,
no devil, can pluck it away. But
that
Lord God,
is ours. Hey,
will continue through your Holy Spirit,
yes,
to serve,
hey,
to praise,
oh God,
to thank,
yes,
your,
yes,
Holy Name,
yes,
of this
Lord
morning, in the,
yes,
name of Jesus,
yes,
have your way,
yes,
have
Lord
your way,
yes, Lord,
Lord.
Hey, yes,
and
Lord,
and to be cleared up for that every man, woman, and child that has,
yes,
something on their heart for you,
yes,
Lord God, to fix.
Amen.
That you fix,
yes,
that you
out of the it, yes, Lord Jesus.
That you reposition,
mm,
Lord,
yes,
God,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in the
so
name of Jesus,
you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We give you praise and honor and glory in,
yes,
the precious
do,
name of Jesus.
Mm. Yes, we do, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Mm,
because
thank you, Jesus,
love never ends.
Hey, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you,
Lord. Yes, we do, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord of the Most. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Yes, Lord, thank you. Ah, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord of the Most.
Is new. A new beginning.
Yes,
new
it
day,
is.
New
hey,
life.
Thank you, Lord.
A new thing, Lord God, that you're doing in us on
yes,
today.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you.
Thank
we
you,
appreciate
Lord.
You, Lord God.
Yes,
and
we do,
love
Lord.
You,
yes, we do. Ha.
Lord,
thank
God,
you, Jesus.
For loving us. In the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Oh,
worthy
my God.
Are you,
yes,
Lord God?
Lord.
Awesome.
Yes, you're Lord.
Are
God.
You, Lord,
yes,
God? In the name
yes,
of Jesus. Right
yes, Lord.
Are you, Lord God? In the
yes,
name of Jesus.
Lord of the
Most.
Yes,
holy
you are God.
Are
in
you,
the
Lord
name
God?
Of yes, your word,
you're holy.
God. Hey, yes, you are Lord. Thank you,
for
Jesus.
This
instant, yes,
your righteousness
Lord
and your holiness
yes,
upon us.
Yes, Jesus.
Your children.
Phew,
we thank you.
Thank you,
today.
Lord Jesus.
Now move
yes,
in your own way, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Your own on today.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And
yes,
prepare the way.
Yes.
In
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
We give you thanks and praise.
Yes,
right
yes,
now.
We do.
In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
That
Jesus
name,
name,
that name. No other name. You know.
Yes, Lord.
The name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Oh, yes,
yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Lord, for saving us. Oh, God, how we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord God. Thank
you, Jesus. That you put a change in us.
Yes,
that
Lord.
That our atmosphere that we're in, Lord God,
yes, Lord.
Has been stirred.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yes,
today.
Lord, yes.
In
yes,
your love,
Lord, yes,
in your
grace,
say,
thank you.
In your mercy, in life,
yes.
In
yes,
liberty,
yes,
of freedom,
Lord. Yes,
on today.
Yes, Lord.
Lord,
yes, Lord.
We thank you.
Thank you.
We
thank you, Lord.
Thank you. God,
yes, we
thank
do,
you.
Lord. Yes,
hallelujah.
We do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, ain't God good? Well, somebody
good.
Ought to tell the Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody ought to tell
Lord
the Lord,
Jesus.
Thank you one more time.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank
and
you, Lord.
One more time.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. I say
for
thank
the Holy
you.
Spirit.
Yes,
God,
Lord
we
Jesus. On yes,
today.
We do.
Blessed
yes,
be the name of the
yes,
Lord
Jesus.
Thy God. Yes.
Amen. Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Oh, what a mighty God. Mighty God, Mother.
Oh,
He's
yes,
a mighty
yes,
God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Yes,
you know
Lord.
What? He's good.
Yes, he is. Ooh,
he's
God,
sweeter
I say
than the honeycomb. Oh, glory.
Yes, yes,
glory.
Yes, yes, yes.
Powerful
yes,
than any
oh,
star. Glory,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Son of the living
thank
God.
You.
Our Savior
thank you, Jesus. Thank
and
you.
Our deliverer.
Amen.
In him,
yes, he is. Hey,
we
yes,
put
he
our
is.
Trust.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Whose report?
Hey.
Whose report?
Will
you
the believe? Lord's report.
I don't
God's
know about
report.
You, my son.
Hey, Lord, hey, God's
yeah.
report.
The
hey,
report
Lord, hey, Lord. Okay. His report.
Oh, yes. Is
yes,
always
Lord,
the
is.
And overbound in every circumstance and situation.
Yes, yes,
yes, Lord.
Hey, yes, yes, yes.
No matter what we go through,
amen.
No matter what mountain we got to climb, a valley, we got to
yes,
pray.
Lord. Yes,
glory,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
The Lord
yes,
Jesus,
Lord. Hey,
is
Jesus.
On our side.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, yes,
He's
Lord.
So
Jesus.
High, we can't get over Him. He's so
oh.
low, we can't get under him. And you
amen.
Know something else, Saint?
Hey.
He's so wide that we can't get around him.
Amen.
So we must come in
hey.
At the door. Oh,
get
bless.
Him,
he
ain't on the boat. Hey. No other way. Huh?
Lord
Jesus.
No other way, Mother.
Oh, Jesus. No other way.
No other way.
Amen. God Almighty.
Yeah.
Amen, amen.
We got to move on. We got to move on. We got to move on. Praise God.
Yes, we have.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, we have.
I just want to talk a little bit about God's grace and His mercy, just a little.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 12:8-9.
Yes.
The Lord says, "My grace is sufficient for you." Amen.
Yes.
And
amen.
What is grace? Praise God. Mm. It's a simple element, a refinement of movement, praise God.
Amen.
And in the Greek, the word is kuros. Kuros is grace. Amen.
Amen.
Which is sufficient. He says his grace he give unto us and his peace that he leave with us. And when we take that, praise God. receive that. Amen.
Amen.
And we act on that. Amen.
Amen.
God's grace is sufficient for you.
Amen.
And for me. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's refined. Glory, hallelujah. Because he loves us so. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And that word keris is spelled K-E-I-R-I-S. Is the Greek word for grace. And what about mercy? That twin.
Mm-hmm.
The mercy
yes,
of God. Ephesians 2 and 4. Say, God is rich in mercy. Amen? He is
Amen.
Rich in it. Amen. And what is mercy? Mercy, compassion, or forgiveness shown to someone within one's power to punish or to harm. For we say, God chastises us. Amen.
Amen.
But he
amen.
His mercy upon
yes,
us because
yes.
of the things that we do when we
amen.
Are disobedient.
Amen.
Amen. When we run around bucking the system
amen.
Of God.
Come
amen.
On. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
But rather, he
amen.
Don't punish us, but he chastises us to
yes,
correct us. Praise
amen.
God. To put us back on the right path and to
amen.
Keep us in the right position.
Yes.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
For his mercy. His
yes,
mercy.
Yes.
His mercy.
Oh,
yes, gracious.
Lord.
His
yes.
mercy is with
amen.
Us. On today.
Amen. Yes,
and thank
it
you.
Is.
And
thank
that
you,
Greek
Lord.
Word for mercy is emet. E-M-E-T. Emet. Means to behaving ethically and being faithful to God's will. Amen.
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 And amen.
Are you faithful to God's will on today? Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Are you?
Oh, Jesus. Amen, God. I thank you. Amen. Amen. Jesus, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Head on the boat, shade
Jesus. The devil.
Amen.
For the devil is a lie.
Yes, he
and
is.
And the truth is not with him.
Out of the
amen.
Out of the boat. Say in the name of Jesus. Amen.
His grace amen. And his mercy. Give
yes.
thanks. And now we bring in our own apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless
amen.
You, Pastor.
God bless. Bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless all of you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. It's so good to hear
amen.
Your voice, and it's so good to hear you. Amen. It is a blessing. My God. You know what? You know, Pastor Smith saying it's very awesome because, you know, are you faithful to the Lord? And that's something that we always have to reexamine. And sometimes we as people of God, we get to the point to where we take the grace of God for granted. We come into this entitlement like we're entitled to God's grace. We're entitled to the things of God. And then we, you know, look at part of being faithful to God. We look at that, I'm being good. I'm staying out of sin. You know, I'm staying out of sin and different things like that. But how about these little things that comes into your life, that the things that you used to do, the things that were prayer, different things that you used to do faithfully. Well, all of a sudden, God done bless your life to where now you're working more than usual. You're doing mm-hmm. other things more than usual. Do you begin
mm-hmm.
to slack off prayer? Do you begin
come
to track off areas where you worship and areas where you used to commune with God? You know, the Lord was sharing with me that this morning, my God, and he said, there's so many people complaining about how tired they are. And I got this and said, God, I'm just so tired to get up this morning. I'm tired to get up this morning. I'm so tired to do this. I'm so tired to do that. And God said, remind them that when they did not have what they have, and they were so eager to get in to be a part of something or to get something going. We got to make sure that we don't allow the enemy with his craftiness to begin to detour us, because God is now blessing our life. This is where, thanks to God, my God, you got to make sure that you keep it. Once you begin to start something with God, God is not a God to where you could just drop him and say, God, I don't want to do this no more because I got this going on, got that going on, got that going on. Amen? You start something with God, you have to keep this going with God. Don't allow the enemy, and there's so many things falling in this trap, so many things. And it's like this. God is not, you know, it's just like a relationship. Imagine your husband or your wife and your spouse, they do something for you all the time. They're doing this. They got this set schedule with you. You know, that's why this old saying say, listen, don't start nothing, you know, that you can't finish. You know, don't start something, then stop. Then you're just going to drop me. Amen? We're going to have a problem with that. Well, we do that a lot with the Lord. We'll start something with him, then we'll stop, then we'll start, then we'll stop, then we'll start, then we'll stop. And there's so many people does that in prayer and worship and in different parts. Amen? We start off there faithful. Why? Because we don't have much going on. We need God to do something, and we need this. Why is it when we need his grace or we need his mercy, we so faithful? We so faithful, and we so faithful to God. Then the moment that God give us opportunities, and the moment when God begin to bless our lives, we begin to back up. We begin to have all this going on. Oh, my goodness, God, we got all this going on now, and now I cannot be faithful for what I was doing. People does that in the local church, Mother Jackson. People does that in their regular prayer time. You know, you can get so many people that was faithful through prayer and faithful meeting the muster to the road. Amen. But all of a sudden now, hey, I'm so tired. I just can't get up like I used to. Imagine God do us like that. And you know, we have to think about these things. You know, that what Pastor Smith is talking about, it's go very deep. We go very deep. Imagine God does us the same way that we do him. Imagine, you know, and look how we do in our spirit. You know, we are neglecting the things of the spirit that kept us strengthened, that kept us fed, and kept us going forward. Then guess what? When trouble comes, you don't even have enough in you to sustain. One thing that Pastor Smith was talking about, he was talking about the storage bank. You know, I have enough prayer stored up. I have enough worship stored up that when something comes, I can pull from my storage. Are you having enough things that comes? Can you pull from the area where prayer, where worship? My God, I'm minded to where you need prayer and worship now because you're in a situation to where you got to pull something from the storage bank. Saints of God, encourage each other. Don't get caught up into that trap. Don't get caught up into the place to where you're going to prevent God from moving for you in your life. Amen. Let's look at grace and mercy. Let's look at it. It's not entitled to us. It's a blessing that is given to us. It is a blessing and a favor of God that is given to us. It's not entitled to us. And sometimes we feel those things entitled to us because we don't went through so many trials. We don't went through so much hardship. We don't went through this. We don't went through that for your name. The Bible even said to me, he said, listen, you're going to be persecuted for my name's sake. So God already letting you know what's going to get ready to go down, amen? And we got to get out of this entitlement because all it's going to do is mess up your blessing, saints. It's going to mess up where you're going. And so many people get into that because of natural laziness. Amen. Let me call it like it is, natural laziness. We got to get out of this natural laziness. My God, 1 minute we want to be busy. Next minute, oh, it's too much.
Stop complaining. Amen. Let's get out of this complaining for God to be a blessing to our life. Get out of this complaining for when I need a healing, God to be able to heal me. Get out of this complaining when God need when I need a financial blessing, God can be able to give me a financial blessing. Get out of this complaining. Amen.
Amen.
It's a blessing that your life is so busy. It's a blessing that you have so much going on throughout the day, throughout time, day by day. Do you know how many people wish they could have what you have? Do you know how many people wish they could be so busy as you be busy? Do you know how many people wish that that was a problem for them, that they're working so much to where they get so tired to come in and pray? Do you know how many people wish that was a problem for them? Amen.
Amen.
Understand how blessed your life is. Understand that what God is doing in your life. Understand it. Amen. Understand
Amen.
That God's hand is upon you. And we got to get out of this spiritual laziness. Spiritual laziness. Amen. We got to get out of this. It's just like natural laziness. It's just like natural laziness, amen. We just want to give up, you know, our natural bodies. Man, listen, I just feel like, you know, I don't feel like doing nothing. I don't feel like just giving up here. I just don't want to do nothing. I get it when I get it, amen. Spiritual is just like that. I pray when I pray. I'm going to pray to you, Father. I'm no structure whatsoever, but we want God to be our own time God, amen. We want God to be our own time God, but we ain't on time. We want God to be a show-up God, but we don't show up. Amen.
Amen.
So God, we got to be out of this. If we're going to be in an area to where our life is going to be blessed and stay blessed, and especially for the grace of mercy to continue to fulfill our life, we have to get in a place of order. We have to be in a place of faithfulness. We got to get out of this thing that we are so entitled, and we got to get out of this thing where God don't bless our life so much to where our life is busy, work, we got work going on and all this kind of stuff here. You need to take a step back and remember when you didn't have work. You need to take a step back and remember when money wasn't coming in your life. You need to take a step back to where you didn't know which way to go or which direction to take, and you had so much of time on your hands and how faithful you was in God. Nobody couldn't tell you to get in a prayer meeting. Nobody couldn't be you. You be everybody in the prayer line. You be everybody on the prayer line. You was ready to minister and everything. You need to remember that stuff before you begin to take a step back, because you got to remember that if it have not been for the Lord on your side, he must in them hard times, where would you be? And saints of God, stop sabotaging your own destiny and your own blessing because of how we are wired. It's not the devil, it's we are wired. And because we are wired, we walk away from the blessings that God has for us, and we will walk away from our blessed season. Amen. Get up. Let's stop this. Let's get out of all this here. There's no excuses. God don't have no excuses. Amen. Let's get up. Let's walk. If you want it, it's only one direction. It's only one way, and that's the way, as well, Pastor Smith, we put the muscle to the roll. Y'all hear me? That's the only way. And I just pray that many of you begin to come up even higher, because right about now, the saints of God, this is what happened to our mindset, and this is the area that where many of you got to redirect and rewire, because it we could be for so faithful to something for so long, then we come unwired. Then we feel as though that's good enough. That's good enough. Okay, yeah, I'm good now. I'm good. No. It's a lifestyle that you have to keep ongoing. If you're going to begin to see change in your life, this is a lifestyle that you have to keep going. Some of us is getting to the point to where we're starting to get spiritual fatigue, to where, man, I've been going so much in this one area, I'm ready to back off, because we have our attitude and our mindset also to quit and throw in the towel when we engage into something that is successful, when we engage into something that is going to be a blessing to us. We drop off. Amen. I declare and decree that you, as saints of God, that you are not going to be able to drop off. You're going to push your way through this area, and you're going to begin to get back into the place and get into the divine alignment with God, that where you will not be backing off no more in your life, that where you will not use things as an excuse and use your body as an excuse because you're tired, because of this and because of that. My God, my Bible tells me God will give us our strength. Matter of
fact the joy of the Lord is, my God, our strength. Amen. So we cannot get into a place to where we are sabotaging our blessings and what God has for us. It's only one way, right up the middle. And don't take grace and mercy for granted as it's due to you. It's not due to you. It's a blessing that is over you. It's a blessing of God that is with you. Amen? That is a blessing. Don't take it for you entitled to it. Amen. Amen. That's all I have, Pastor Smith. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, God bless you, the apostle. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for those remarks, amen, and those words, amen,
amen.
Of wisdom from the man of God to help us along. Praise God. But we are talking about grace and mercy. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. And like the apostle said, we're not entitled to it. You know,
no,
we got
not.
To earn it. Amen. We got to earn it. Amen.
Yes.
But see, in order for God's mercy to be new every morning for us, we got to be doing something. Amen. We got to change our atmosphere. We got to come up with a plan. Amen. Praise God. Come up with our battle plan. And then once we've come up with our battle plan and refine that battle plan, we got to put in a plan of execution or action. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
For our own. And the word of God, that Bible, the word of God, is that plan of action for our lives. No matter what we may go through, praise God. Amen. It's there for us. Amen. But we got to let go and let God. Amen.
Yes,
to see the results of what God can do for us. See, that's why the word tells us that daily we have to bury and kill that nasty flesh.
Amen.
Because the flesh wants to open you the things of the flesh.
Come on.
And guess what? The things of the flesh is not going up to heaven. Oh, glory be to God. So we got to put that flesh under subjection that we'll be able to receive the grace and the mercies of God on today. Well, God bless you. Hope somebody got something somewhere. I know I did.
Amen.
Yeah. If nobody else told me, I know I need it. And I am so glad to be back. Praise God.
Amen.
Tell somebody that Pastor Smith is back amongst the saints to give God the glory and to keep me and my family in prayer as we will for you and your family. Praise God. Amen. We're living in the Lord in evil days. Praise God.
Yeah.
Nothing better than to get into it. Amen.
Amen.
Right there is the middle of the road, as the apostle said, with the spirit of the Almighty God and serving him.
Amen.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Jeez.
Nothing better. Nothing better.
Nothing at all.
Nothing better than his anointing to flow on us and overflow in the field. Amen. That God has for us on today. Listen,
amen.
You be blessed. I want you to come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Then at 7 p.m., you know what we got. We got Mother OG that's going to come and break
amen.
The bread. So tell somebody to turn it on and crank it up. Because
amen.
Whatever she comes with out of the Word of God, we don't know if it's going to be a drive-by or a set now. But you get ready, get ready, get ready to receive
amen.
From the Lord. Well,
amen.
Have a God-blessed day in the Lord. And remember this, amen, that no
amen.
Weapon, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Amen.
Allows it.
Amen. Amen. Yes,
so
Lord. Thank you.
All on today.
Yes.
Have a God blessed day. God love you. And so do we.
No weapon.